I hope my accent is not too difficult to understand. And then in some way, what I'm going to say now is useful to you. The title of the talk is Life is a Gift, Triratna in Barcelona. Once upon a time, a woman called Mercedes gave birth to a baby in Murcia, in the southeast of Spain. This baby grew, and here I am. I'm alive. I am in constant change, and I'm dying. Life is a mysterious thing. After the age of 27, the natural process of growing ends, and we start heading towards death. To be born is as natural as to die. What do I want to do with my life if I know I'm going to die? I want to really live my life fully. How do I do that? I say yes, and I let it be. I don't have to. Life takes care of itself. I don't have to digest. I don't have to pump the blood through my body. I don't have to breathe. It happens. It happens that I live in Barcelona. Triratna Barcelona is happening. Thanks to others, we are here. Thanks to others, we are here. Thanks to us, others are here. Life is a continuous interdependency. When Nadir, a woman from Venezuela, tells me about her meditation, she takes me back into myself. The early years in Cambridge when I started to meditate. I see her enthusiasm and her surprise, and she tells me about herself. I go back and see me and see all those who gave me attention and care, and I feel moved and grateful for what I found in Cambridge. The Dharma is about alleviating suffering. It's about seeing life as it is, a gift. I'm so grateful I can communicate deeply with people in many different ways. Communication is not only words. Words are pointing to life, and life is a mystery. In the dictionary, mystery is something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain. So I might not be able to understand or explain life, but I can experience it. Triratna Barcelona is trying to create a world where people can experience life. And by doing so, we are again and again trying to live our lives in the here and now. It's a constant reminder of our purpose. It's creating the conditions for the practice of the Dharma. And the Dharma is not something outside ourselves. The Dharma is us. Am I good enough? Am I ready? Am I okay? Who is asking these questions? Who knows if I am ready or not? Who is myself? My name is Amalasiri, the Immaculate Radiance. I like to think about the radiance of the sun and the moon, and although I immediately saw the letters of my name in yellow, I went for red, Amitabha's radiance of softness and tenderness. I want to be soft and tender like a teddy bear, especially on the inside. And I'd love others to have that tenderness within as well. I'm 36 years old. I'm a Spanish woman. I have a loving partner. And when I meet women of my age, the majority are mothers. Nageswara and me have decided not to have children. We made this decision last summer. At times I feel lonely. When I wrote this, Nageswara was in Sweden working. I feel the loss of something I haven't got. I feel a longing to belong. More than 2 years ago, I left Cambridge, my spiritual home. This is a new chapter in my life. I'm not the same one who left Cambridge, though. A new person came out of Akashavana, and Barcelona is my spiritual home now. It's a bit more noisy than the one in Cambridge. Well, a lot more. It's weird, feel time is passing and the previous actions are shaping the present. Constantly life is moving, and am I moving with it? Am I letting life fully in? My work and practice is about connecting with people. It's about connecting with myself. It's about connecting with life. And I see my limitation and my shortcomings in relation to others. The challenge is to give myself fully, to give something genuine and transparent, so that there is no room to hide. I try to do this by becoming aware of judgments and stories about myself and others. I'm bringing an open heart to whatever I do without expectations, and by asking questions like, what's the most important thing for me? What do I want in my life? The challenge is being among people and letting myself being fully among people, becoming present. Becoming present to whatever I'm experiencing without paying attention to ideas about how it should be. Just accepting what comes. In September, we will have the first Barcelona Women's Retreat with my dear friend Rochani, who lives in Adistana now. Rochani was my first ever connection with Buddhism and Triratna. And I'm very happy we can do this retreat together. And in September as well, there will be a women's study group starting up in my flat. Two mitras who have asked for donation, and a few more women who are interested. Before this, the two mitra study groups we had were mixed. We have a Monday meditation dropping, which is becoming a 6 weeks course on meditation and Buddhism. This course is the Sheffield course, which I am currently translating. And on Wednesdays we have Sangha night. If you are planning to visit Barcelona, try and make it for a Wednesday. Riju Mati, Singhendra became the chairman in May. Riju Mati and him moved to Barcelona 3 years ago. And Sugarva, Siddhisvari, Nageshvara and me a year later. Three of us are here, so Siddhisvari and Nageshvara and me. Sugarva was here, but he is now in Cambridge visiting friends. And Riju Mati and Singhendra are in Ekodharma at the retreat center in the Pyrenees. They are leading the first two weeks long meditation retreat. This August is a good time for retreats. We could say that Riju Mati and Singhendra are the parents of the father and the mother of Triratna Barcelona. If they are the parents, I think Paramachita is the grandmother. She started the Monday meditation class years ago, traveling up from Valencia each time. Valencia is a city to the south of Barcelona, 3 hours away by train. At the moment, it's the only Buddhist center in Spain, the one in Valencia. So is Paramachita is the grandmother. I wonder who the grandfather is. So, Elvisa da Cara, but I'm not sure if she will agree. I'll ask her when I see. We are planning to rent our premises. Birananda died around 2 years ago. He lived in Barcelona for many years, and Triratna Barcelona is receiving part of his money. This will help us to rent our own place. At the moment, we are renting the top floor of a bookshop in the Jewish quarters of the city center. I'm so glad I got to know this shop. It's a special shop. The lady who owns it is called Claudia. She's an Argentinian, but she has been living in Barcelona for over 30 years. Both Claudia and the shop are very charming. The place is ancient, it's old and dusty, with plenty of interesting books. When you come in, you get this feeling of something somehow familiar. It's literally crumbling away. I'm sure the Health and Safety English Department would have long ago made this place illegal. We are lucky we are not in England. It has never been thought as a business. It's a doorway to a Japanese discipline called Seitai. This is what she does in the top floor of her bookshop. I've been practicing Seitai for a year now. It's a good complement to meditation. It's a way of releasing tension, layers and layers of tension. So we usually divide the human being in head, body and extremities. And in Seitai we have the concept of CVP, which is cranium, vertebrae, pelvis. And the difference, usually when we talk about head and body, we imply that the head is separated, but it's not the case. So CVP, cranium, vertebra, pelvis, is the what maintains life, is the structure of life. And we do two very simple practices. One is spontaneous movement. So the CVP coordinates. It moves always looking for pleasant movement. And in this way, the whole of our structure can release tension just by letting it be there, letting that pleasant movement carrying on. And the other practice we do is placing the hands on the body, and your own or somebody else's body, with their permission, of course. And we just pay attention to what happens. Simple as that. And these two practices allow the head to recover its natural condition of belonging to the whole, belonging to the CVP. This is very much how I see the concept of citta and how I experience citta, mind, heart, mind. In April, I did Tejananda's pilot course of direct pointing, and I had an experience of seeing that my sense of self is nothing more than a thought. This insight is marking a before and an after in my practice, and I recommend it to everybody, this the method of direct pointing. I feel inspired and happy, and it feels a bit like when I started meditation around 11 years ago. I feel blessed. I'm very happy for those in Barcelona who are coming along and for those who will come. Claudia and Helen is an MVC colleague and friend with whom I've been working since I arrived in Barcelona. These two women have been a very tangible support to me. Coming to a new situation is tough, and we can't get the support only from the other members who came with us, especially when we don't know each other. And there's too much going on for all of us. New job, new language, not for me. A new culture. Well, although in Barcelona is Catalan. I don't speak Catalan. New language, new culture, new habits, new home. So it's very important to have other people supporting us. Skype is an excellent way for me to keep getting the love and care of my preceptor and Kalyanamitras, some friends, and my chapter. I especially enjoyed seeing Sradasiri and Sangayoti, my ordination sisters, when they were here in Barcelona. So, for example, coming to England and spending time in Cambridge, coming to the convention, going on retreat, is a good way to keep the balance between giving and receiving, between tension and relaxation. Life has its own rhythm, and we must listen to it carefully. A few weeks ago, I spent some time with two Going for Refuge mitras, Mariana, who is from Mexico, she was passing by, and Lisa, from Argentina, she lives in Barcelona. And I could feel so much ease and intimacy. It was very tangible, like feeling at home. just enjoying being with them, young women who are committed to a spiritual path. So I could feel how much effort has been to be among new people most of the last 2 years. So keeping a balance between nurturing and being nurtured is paramount for a healthy Sangha. Competition among all the members is another challenge, and I feel it myself. I think there is a healthy competition where one wants to do it better, and an unhealthy one where we push out of a sense of not being at ease with ourselves or thinking we are not enough. And this is only dissipated by creating trust so vulnerability can be expressed. It's about honest communication, real intimacy, and empathy. And this is something that takes time, willingness, and effort. Creating something together as a family, the Buddha's family, is in itself the jewel of Sangha, work in progress. May this baby of Triratna Barcelona grow strong and healthy for the benefit of all beings. I finish with deep, heartfelt appreciation for all of you and our dear teacher, Bhante Sangharachita.